We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans? I can't believe I'm about to say it, but welcome to the final prospect primer for the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin, just minutes away from beautiful Lambeau Field. I'm your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum. And today we are going to talk about what I think would be really an ideal pick for the Green Bay Packers tomorrow at the first round of the NFL draft. And it might be wishful thinking. I think someone will take him probably before Green Bay, you know, would move up for him or certainly before pick 25. But man, as far as like what they need and the fit and the player, He's right there. And that is Alabama cornerback Terrion Arnold. You know, we've talked already about his teammate, Kool-Aid McKinstry. And Kool-Aid's good. I think he's less versatile, of course, than Terrion Arnold, who I think is a man or zone guy. I think Terrion Arnold is a nickel or a outside corner. It's just one of my, like, very favorite players in this class. I think not necessarily for me personally, but I do think due to kind of our agreements or our, you know, grading system throughout the guys that contributed to the draft, I think Terrion Arnold is CB1 in the Packers draft guide brought to you by, or excuse me, the Green Bay draft guide brought to you by Packer Report. Buy it. Link in the description. Promo code DAILY for 10% off. You know, so that might tell you cornerbacks, and not that every team or maybe even any team will have Terrion as cornerback one, but that kind of tells you cornerbacks a premium position. The Packers don't pick until 25. Really, how likely is it that, you know, this draft guide team that's made up of fans from three different teams with three different philosophies picked this guy number one and he's going to be available at 25? Seems a little unlikely, but let's dive into my notes, into my scouting report. Great size. He's a little light for Green Bay at 189. You know, they really like 190 and they really like 193 or 194. But I don't think that's going to be a complete, you know, and total deal breaker. He doesn't look thin. Like when you watch him play football, he does not look thin from an athletic standpoint. Nothing wrong, if that makes sense. You know, I don't know that anything was crazy. There's nothing wrong with his 4.5 140, but it's not elite. That vert of 37 inches is darn good, and the Packers really do like the broad jump as a test. You know, so that being in the 87th percentile is excellent. slightly above average 10-yard split, good long arms. He's got length, right? 62nd percentile wingspan. And then, you know, we've got the 59th percentile arm length. You know, he is above average. And that's kind of the prototype, right? Because at corner, and we've talked about this before, like tall is not necessarily great because it's hard to sink your hips and move, right? So I would almost say that Terrion Arnold is sort of like the prototype. Overall relative athletic score, now that he's got all of his tests in, had a really good three cone time, meaning the Packers probably be interested. I mean, he's a 9.27 RAS guy. Again, the vertical was okay. Shuttle was okay. 40 was okay. But the 10-yard split was awesome. Okay, the broad jump was awesome. The three cone was awesome. He's above their height threshold. He's really close on their weight threshold. From those standpoints, from athletic standpoints, he's going to be fine. You can definitely see that three cone on film. He's super, super fluid. Good hips, good movement skills, good twitch, good short area quickness, all those things. When you kind of translate three cone to like what you're seeing on the field, Terrion has those. And, you know, that's why, and look, you can value it however you want. You know, the Chiefs put their first round pick, Trent McDuffie, at nickel. They value it tremendously. You know, the Packers last world championship team had one of the greatest defensive backs of all time in Charles Woodson. And in five defensive back looks, they used him at nickel. It's an important thing. And that ability to, you know, move in the short area, that good three cone time, what you see on tape, the fluidity, the quickness. He's not only fluid, he is twitchy. He really is. You can see that, like I said, in the test. You can see it on film. He can play nickel. And what I mean by that is he has the quickness, the ability to defend on a two-way go, right? Because slot receivers can usually go inside or outside. Most, you know, outside receivers' routes break to the inside because that's where the football field is. And you talk about a two-way go when you talk about tight ends and slot receivers. Arnold has that ability. He also has excellent, and you know, Saban, I think, and I haven't looked at the actual like percentages, but Saban talked a lot late in his career about how difficult it was to play man in college football. I think a lot of that had to do with the number of mobile quarterbacks in the SEC and how tough it was to turn your back on a lot of them. I think that became, you know, problematic, and you know, it's not every QB, but Saban eventually ended up playing a lot of zone. Right. And so you watch Arnold and Kool-Aid and whomever else at Alabama, and you see a lot of zone. I think there are traits when I talk about this wiggle, when I talk about adequate top end speed, but then when I talk about length too, he has man coverage traits that I think would make him just an unbelievable fit for the Jeff Hafley defense. I think he has a chance. He's more comfortable in zone because they play it more. But I think he has a chance to be the best man corner in this class because of his ceiling, because of his athletic testing, because, you know, I love his versatility. I love his hips. I love his ankles. I love the way that he is able to start and stop and change direction. And he's sticky. That's great for a corner. That's a great word, right? Sticky. I think he's a high IQ kid. His awareness was great. I think you got to be smart to play multiple positions in a Saban system. And, you know, he was impactful right away. You go look at kind of his basic, you know, Pro Football Focus stuff, 840 snaps last year, 549 snaps the year before. I think he's a true junior. I'd have to look. I think he's a true junior, but, you know, he was immediately impactful kind of all over the place. Played a ton of wide corner in 2022, but then in 2023, Saban recognized, you know, kind of what he had. He had 69 snaps in the box, 4 snaps of free safety, 205 snaps at slot corner, and an additional 550 snaps out at wide corner. Saban used him like a chess piece. And to me, like, yeah, I see good awareness. I see good route recognition. I see a lot of things that you'd want to see on tape from a corner in that way. But even just the recognition, even just the trust that a Hall of Famer like Nick Saban puts in him to play him all in those different spots. And I'm not saying that Nick like had more trust in Terrion than he did in Kool-Aid, because Saban really asked Kool-Aid to kind of just do the one thing, which is to be his top corner, you know, his field corner, or you know, occasionally follow the other team's number one. But Terrion, man, for Saban to trust him, you know, to move all over the field and play multiple positions in his defense, which is an NFL defense. Now, obviously, Saban had his time with the Dolphins, but I mean, like, that it's an NFL defense. It's an NFL. The complexity level is there, and I know he's got a lot of young players that succeed and play, you know, in that system. But again, like, just the trust that Saban has in him, that's incredibly impressive to me. It's meaningful to me, and you know, the Packers certainly. I mean, we'll get to Fit in a second, but the Packers certainly have trusted in, you know, not only SEC defensive backs, but they use a first round pick on Ha Clinton Dix. Now, you can have, of course, your opinion of how you feel like that went, but you know, Casey Hayward went to Vanderbilt, right? Carrington Valentine went to Kentucky. Ha Ha went to Alabama. Casey Hayward, right, I might have said Hayward already. Obviously, Stokes went to Georgia. So, you know, they will do the SEC stuff for sure. For defensive backs, and Alabama specifically is not a program at all that, you know, he being Brian Gutekunst, will shy away from. Cons, you know, there aren't a ton. His 2022 film has some, you know, okay tackling that's not great. I thought he was a better tackler in 2023. You know, but beyond that, really, I think it's all physical limitation stuff. And when we're talking about a 9-2-9 corner, what are we really talking about? Because the productivity is there. 5 picks last year, 13 pass breakups, NFL passer rating against a 50.7, inside out versatility. I'm not saying he's a perfect prospect, because he's not. You know, you would like your corners to run in the high four threes or low four fours. You know, there will be receivers that can run past him depending on what scheme you're running, right? That's a real concern, right? The tackling, I think some of that stuff is concerning, but and occasionally he can play high. Obviously, he's got tremendous athleticism. There's a few lazy reps in there, but really, he's coached well. He's an elite athlete with that, you know, 93rd percentile athleticism, basically. He's a little light. I think that might have something to do with the tackling stuff, but it's largely fine. And, you know, 189, the Packers like it, 193. All right, we'll bring it to Culver's twice, right?
Hey, friends, are you ready for the Bucks playoffs? Are you ready for a little Dame time? Even if you're not, you're probably ready for the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, or any of your favorite baseball teams kicking off their 2024 campaign. With all of this amazing action going on, there's never been a better time to get in on the excitement of Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your sports knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball entries on Prize Picks. Friends, I can't even begin to explain to you how much I'm enjoying my Prize Picks experience. It's so easy to play, and their user-friendly interface and enormous, and I mean enormous, selection of players and stat types make it a beautifully unique experience every single time I log in. Last week, LeBron James came up huge for me, and this week I'm looking to keep the momentum going, relying on Luka Doncic and Connor McDavid. And guess what? Even if Doncic or McDavid get hurt, Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks. So download that app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app, using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through GameTime. My experience with GameTime has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of Game Time is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code Packaday for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code Packaday, P-A-C-K-A-D-A-Y, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From a Packers fit perspective, you know, he hits a lot of what they like. I had this up here. Goodness gracious. You know, he hits a ton of what they like. He is too light. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say they're not going to take him over that, but generally their weight is their weight desire at corner is 190. It's actually been like really closer to 193. So at 189, that's not, you know, ideal, but it's everything else. It's everything else. Blows past their desirable three cone. His 40 is fast enough. His height is tall enough. His RAS is good enough, and he's only 21 years old. So from a Packers fit perspective, he is a double butter burger with bacon away from literally a tier one Packer. You can see some of those tiers and thresholds and stuff if you buy the guide, and I would suggest doing that. But Packers fit doesn't get any better. It doesn't. From a player, from what they like to do as far as like where they'll look at kids, inside out versatility, which they need because they need depth at the cornerback position. I mean, there's an easy chance if something happens to Jair, which has been happening, and Stokes just is done, all of a sudden it's, you know, Valentine, and Nixon. And you're right back where you were. What if Nixon gets hurt? Who's the nickel? Now, Terrion, I would hope, would play over Nixon, but he can do so much for them. He's not like a safety, right? He's not a safety, versatile guy like a Cooper DeJean that everybody's talking about. But his ability to play nickel and absolutely with ease hold up as the other outside corner across from Jair Alexander, if that's what they choose to do, it just doesn't get any more Packers fitty than Terrion Arnold. He is of the, you know, we're going to talk about Willie Drew from Virginia State, who's actually the only true tier one Packers corner in this draft based on our stuff. But Terrion Arnold and Max Melton are the two guys that are right there. And I think Terrion's a better player. No disrespect to Max, who I love and I hope actually is a Green Bay Packer. But Terrion Arnold, from a fit perspective, can play nickel. Okay, like Keyshawn, you know, has been statistically one of the worst nickels in the NFL. If that continues, half of the, you know, he didn't use the word fix him because that would imply something's wrong. But Halfley basically said, oh, we can fix him. LaFleur's best football is ahead of him. All that is just kind of song and dance, or it just doesn't work out. Terrion Arnold can play inside. And Terrion Arnold, Jaire Alexander, and Carrington Valentine, that's an exciting match. That's an exciting, you know, way. If Stokes doesn't work out, that's an exciting way to go about your business. You know, with maybe Keyshawn at the dime position. Take some snaps off of him, keep him fresher for special teams. I can't think of a better Packers fit outside of maybe Cooper DeJean in this whole freaking draft than Terrion Arnold. Athleticism, where he played, his age, the position that he plays, his versatility, what he does well to what. I mean, if Halfley wants to play man, like I said, I think this kid has a chance to be the best man corner in the draft, even though he's super comfortable in zone because that's what Alabama did. I love Terrion Arnold. I love Terrion Arnold, and that is why ultimately I chose to have him as the final prospect primer, because he would be such an awesome Green Bay Packer. He really would. Originally, it was going to be Nate Wiggins. I think I might have even said that. He just ended up being so light that he like may literally be off of Green Bay's board. I know I saw like Breer or somebody say, oh, yeah, well, Nate Wiggins to the Packers. Okay. You know, I will believe that they'll take a 170-pound corner who's tall, not even a short 170-pound corner, a tall 170-pound corner. I will believe that the Packers take Nate Wiggins when they actually take Nate Wiggins. And I'd be ecstatic, by the way. Same thing with Mims. I don't know if I'd be ecstatic, but like I have Mims a half a round higher than I have Guyton. And I think they're way more likely to, yeah, I'd have to eat the tweet with barbecue sauce, but I have Mims as my 25th overall player. The Packers pick at 25. I'm not going to be mad about that. I don't think it's going to happen for a bunch of reasons. Same thing with Nate Wiggins. I would be thrilled if they took my 13th overall player, Nate Wiggins, at 25, at 170 pounds or whatever he is. I just don't think it's going to happen. It's much more important to me that the Packers are good than I be right. Case in point, Jordan Love. Okay, overall stuff, wrapping it up here with Terrion. Terrion Arnold is my cornerback 4. If you're counting, which I would, but the mock sims don't like when you get real goofy with positions. So if you consider Cooper DeJean sort of a defensive back or even a safety or, you know, whatever, then Terrion would be my cornerback 3, behind only Quinyon Mitchell and Nate Wiggins. And they are right there. They all three, just so you know, Wiggins at 13 overall, Quinyon at 14 overall, Terrion at 16 overall. They all have super solid round one grades, a shade below being a blue chipper. They're all right there at kind of the same level. And frankly, between Wiggins, Quinyon, because I think Quinyon's probably an outside only guy, and Arnold, even though I have them ranked like that, Wiggins, Quinyon, Arnold, Terrion would be my favorite Packer, my favorite fit for the actual Green Bay Packers. So 16th overall, cornerback 4 or 3, however you want to talk about it, and a extremely solid first round grade just south of blue chip status. Guys, thank you so much for going on this ride with us on the daily draft. Andy and I still kind of figuring out what post-draft life will be like on the daily draft, how long it will go on. I'm going to do a recap show for sure. Going to do a UDFA, not like per UDFA player, for sure. But when I put that poll out there, just so you guys know, it has been tradition on the daily draft for Andy to basically break down each pick once, you know, per day. And while he and I might have different perspectives on stuff, it would still be a little bit, redundant. So I'm not sure that that's entirely necessary. One last time, guys, and I'm going to list them all this time. Buy the guide. Please buy the guide. Link in description. It's so meaningful to us. Hopefully by this time we've eclipsed 1,000 guides, which was my goal, which would be so awesome. And thank you to everybody who did purchase. Pack Report, we got a ton of cool stuff over there right now. My RAS shortlist is out there. The Packers big board is out there, which won't be in the guide. The RAS shortlist, you can basically get out of, you know, the tiers, but you can't get the Packers big board. My guys article is going to have some cool stuff in it. That's going to be VIP. There's just going to be a lot of really cool VIP stuff over there. And all draft week, Packer Report is 50% off. I might even tell Andy to drop the link for that in these last couple of shows, because draft week VIP status at Packer Report is going to be 50% off for a year. So just a very, very good value. Other than that, follow me. I'm at Ross Uglum on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Follow Packer Report. That's at Packer Report 66. And for one final time here on Prospect Primers, do everything that you're supposed to do here at the Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you can get every ounce of Packers content delivered to you daily. I sincerely hope to see as many of you as possible at Badger State on Friday night. Have a great rest of your day, folks, and go Pack Go.